This is an interview recorded with Maria Mazzarolo on the 23rd of April 2014. I'm Madeline Regan and I'm interviewing Maria in her house in Kidman Park, and the interview is for the Italian Market Gardeners Project. Thanks, Maria, for agreeing to this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start with some details about your family background. So could you tell me your full name?
It's Maria Compostela in Mazzarolo.
So your family name was Compostela.
Compostela. Mm-hmm.
And what is your date of birth?
14/3/35.
And were you named for anyone in your family?
Both my grandmothers.
On both sides of the
family? On both sides of the family, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And did you know either of your grandmothers?
One. My father's grandma, my dad's mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you tell me about your parents? What were their names? What was your father's name?
Pietro Compostela. And mum was Angelina Santing.
And where were your parents born?
Both in Italy.
What part?
Casale da Tivoli.
And what province?
Treviso. Yeah.
So they were Veneti.
Veneti, yeah.
And what were your parents doing around the time that you were born?
Well, they used to work the land. That was the only things they had. There was no employment or anything in those years. Nothing at all.
And was Casale a big place?
No, I think it would have been about... At that time, we would have seen about 5,000 people. They went on a small section, what do you call it? Yeah.
And they had some land?
Well, yes. They were working the gardens, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. And when did your parents come to Australia? Maybe if we started with your father.
My dad came in 1938, and he was sponsored by my grandfather. Giovanni Santin.
And do you know when Giovanni Santin had come?
Well, I think it would have been 1927, I think, yeah.
And do you know what your father did when he first arrived in Adelaide?
Well, when he first arrived, I think he must have stayed with the Santin, and then he's got a job in the... quarry, and then with Mr. Bernardi, and then he went and worked for the government in the East-West railway line. I think he was there for quite a few years.
And where would he have been located?
Well, what he used to tell us, he used to be in Tarcoola, Jamestown, up those areas anyway, even further down the track. That's as far as I can remember anyway.
And it's interesting because if he arrived in 1938, it was before the war.
Just before the war.
And what about your mother? I should have asked you first, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had two brothers.
And their age and names, or, you know, where you came in relation to them?
Age, well, my oldest brother was Giuseppe, or Beppe, whatever you call it. And he was born in 1933. I was in 35, and my younger brother, he's born 1937.
And his name was?
Gino.
Gino. Mm-hmm. And so when did you come to Australia with your mother then?
We came in 1947.
So that was 9 years,
yes, after Dad's left, yeah.
Do you remember your father before he left?
Very little, very little. I was only young anyway. I was only about three. I just barely remembered. And the imagination that I made, it was a totally different thing anyway.
And so when you arrived in 1947, you were...
12.
12 years old. So you had years at school?
Just a year, just barely, a year and a half, roughly.
In Italy?
Oh, in Italy, no, I had 6 years there, yeah.
So, and do you remember much about the trip on the boat?
Yes, I do.
What stands out for you?
Oh, well, when we got on the first boat, because we left Genoa on the 27th, so I don't remember exactly, but anyway, I think it must have been about the 25th of February or 27th, those 2 days I don't remember properly because it's a few years ago, and we got into an Italian boat, which was the name of the boat, so anyway, and we stopped at Port Alexandra, which was in Egypt. There we had to come out of the boat and go catch the train to go to in Cairo, because the Suez Canals was still heavily mined, so we had to take the train going to Port Suez. We stay in Cairo for 2 weeks, and then from there on we just went to Port Said, one of the two anyway. And from there we do the coast of Africa and then across to Western Australia from Durban. That's where we stopped. No, we stopped in Mombasa and Durban. Durban, Perth. Perth, Melbourne.
A long trip with those extra 2 weeks.
Yes. We took 2 months. Yeah, 2 months.
And when you arrived in Melbourne, what happened?
Well, we just, we got off the, no, we didn't get off the boat. Yes, we did. Well, there was people waiting for us. Of course, I always keep on thinking about my father because he had bald head. So I said, oh, look in the bald head. That's my father, my dad, you know. But it wasn't so. It was only Uncle Nugget.
Uncle Nugget.
Yeah, it's Deanna's father.
So that was Nugget Santin.
Yeah.
And he'd gone to Melbourne to meet you?
Yes. But Mum knew him, see, we didn't. So we stayed one night in Melbourne and then we decided, took the train and came to Adelaide.
And going back to Nugget, that was Romildo?
Romildo Santin.
And he was your mother's half-brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And you caught the train to Adelaide?
Yes.
And when you arrived in Adelaide, at the station, what happened?
Well, all the family was there, wasn't it? But first I remember seeing Uncle Vito. Yeah. And then once we got home, well, not everybody did come, but anyway, because there was not much transport those days. Well, it's so overwhelming, overjoyed, you know, just to see it.
But where did you go?
Well,
you know, on that first day, whose house?
We went to Zio Romildo's house, well, at the Berno. That's where they used to live.
On
Valletta Road, yeah.
The big old...
Yes, they used to live right behind there. We had lunch there and then we went home.
And where was home?
Home was in White Avenue.
At Lockleys?
Lockleys, yeah.
So your dad had been living there?
Yeah, well, it was a sort of a shack there that... The Chinese Mr. Hughie did an extension to the big shed he had, because he was making boxes of tomato boxes, whatever you call it, yeah. And well, he just had two or three rooms there, and that's where we camped. And Dad had the land there. He used to plant tomatoes or celery, what else, and don't remember what he used to do anyway.
So was your dad working for himself or for someone else?
No, he was working for himself that time, yeah.
And did he have glass houses?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He had about 6 or 7, I don't remember exactly, yeah.
And so the family settled in?
Yeah.
And you went to school for a little while?
Yes, for a little while.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Underdale,
Primary school?
At primary school, yeah. So I did 2 years in grade five in Italy because we were waiting to for a passage here. And then they put me into grade five, which it was so hard trying to balance your, trying to speak English. It was very hard.
And in those days...
Children were cruel. Very cruel.
So your experience wasn't very happy at school?
No, it wasn't. But, you know, after a while, you know. Yeah. I changed school, then I went to Lockleys.
And why did you change?
I don't know for what reason we changed. I said, whether... No, I don't remember.
I was wondering if it was closer.
Lockleys was, yes.
And also at Underdale, you would have had to cross the river.
Well, we used to go through Garden Terrace and into, is it Holbrook Road? No. Yes, it's Holbrook Road, isn't it? Yeah, past the river, yes, and then into school, yeah.
And then when you finished school, how old were you?
I would have been 12, 13, going on 14.
And what did you do when you left school?
Well, I remember staying home because my mum wasn't well. I had to stay home and look after her because father said that, which I should have gone back to school, but he said no. So I stayed there and then I just went to look for a job.
And, like, were you running the house for your mother?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point did your family move into the house in White Avenue?
Well, I got married in 1954. I would say in 52.
1952. Mm. So you... it was on the land?
Yes, it was on the land there, yeah.
And did your father build the house or get someone to...
Someone to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't ask me who he was. Now I don't remember, but I used to remember quite vividly, but when you don't think no more, you don't sort of, yeah.
And do you know... if your father had the opportunity to learn much English in those years that he was here in Australia?
Trouble is, he was when he was in the East West Line, whatever it is, I think. The West, not the line anyway. He was working with a lot of English people. Yes, he picked up quite a bit, but my mum did not.
So at home, you spoke
Italian.
Yeah. And just a couple of things about your family. What would have been important to your parents, do you think, as you were growing up?
Well, just to make trying to lead us to make a better life for ourselves, which is only natural to each parent, I suppose.
And what about work? Was it important to work hard? And
well, that's what they used to teach us what to do. You know, get an interest in things which you wanted to do. But those opportunities those days, there wasn't many.
Yes. And your father kept the market garden at White Avenue.
Yeah.
And did your mother work in the garden too?
With him, yes.
And what about your brothers?
They used to help him, yeah.
Yeah.
My younger brother used to go to school, but my oldest one, no, he worked. And then where Dad had the land, they had Mr. Hui decided to sell it, so we had to buy, he just was renting some more... some more land on Finland Road now, isn't it? It used to be Rouse Road once upon a time, yeah.
Or River Road.
Yeah. That's where we had, I think, 4 acres and he used to grow celery. And then Dad decided to, had enough. He went to work for Michelle.
The what did Michelle's do?
Wool.
Wool. Mm. And where were they?
Eimash.
And so the vegetable garden.
That's it.
Right.
That was
it.
Yeah. Escaped away.
Yeah. And do you remember who your parents spent their social time with, if they had, you know, time off when they weren't, you know, working the garden and things like that?
Well, there wasn't so many, what is it? Well, you used to go a family outing with all the friends and family, you know, parties, yes.
And who would have been amongst those friends, the names of those families?
Oh, God. Well, those people that I show you on the paper.
Yeah.
It's McElroy's, Ballastrin, Piofzang, Sinting, Badney, and all them, you know. That's some of them anyway.
And people had parties in their houses or...?
Well, they used to have sheds and we used to accumulate there, you know.
And do you remember whose places the parties were at mainly?
Mainly were where my uncle Nugget or Baden also with their house there. They had a big shed. They
all, on Valletta Road?
On Valletta Road, yeah. That was their halls.
And do you remember going to weddings or first communion parties or things like that for other people?
Wedding, yes. We used to have a wedding. Well, we used to go to the halls, and then the next day you gather around. You know, there was more stuff left over, so we used to go to these barnels or Sinting's sheds, whatever they are, and they also congregates there, and of course there was no time limit there.
Mm. That's right. And do you remember any particular weddings that you went to before your own, of course?
Gee.
Like any of the Sinting weddings that you
No,
would have
they were
gone
all
to?
Married then, yeah. No. No, I don't remember. There was others, but they're not. No, don't. I don't remember going to. Well, it was only sheds there.
Yeah.
Well, the poor bride used to come out and come home in black dress, wouldn't you? If it was a white dress, wouldn't it?
Yes, all no. That dust and.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who were your friends as you were growing up?
There weren't
up?
Many. Not here. I had left them behind. This is where you missed a lot, but there weren't many here. And besides, you weren't allowed to go out too many because the parents were strict then.
So you had an interesting story to tell me about how you met your husband.
Oh, for God's sake. Yes, I met him on Frogmore, what is it, on Hobbook Road. I was coming to Valletta Road. That's when I saw him first.
But you had heard about him?
Yes, that's it.
What had you heard about?
Well, there was new guys working for all the Bernards. Of course, when you're young, you just keep your eyes open, don't you? Mm.
And were there many of these young guys coming to work for the Bernards?
See, Berno sponsors my husband, Senor.
Because they were relatives or from
No,
the...
friends, I think. Well, I think my father-in-law knew the Berno, and they weren't in Italy at that time, and he asked whether he was going to sponsor one of his son, which was Senor. And they sponsored me, and I had to sponsor him for about, oh, I don't know whether it was 2 years or something. And then after that, he had to let him go, you know, and that's how it happens.
So what year would a senior have come to?
In 1950.
Mm. And do you remember when it would have been that you saw him first?
I think it would have been, oh gosh. What about 51, I think? That's when I saw him first.
So you would have been about 16?
About there.
And then what happened? Were you allowed to meet with him or go out with
him? No, no. That's when I just first saw him. I didn't... I was bridesmaid to one of his friends, and that's when I start meeting him and then start going out with him. That was would have been a year later, I think, in 1952, early 52, I think it was, yeah.
And how did your parents feel about this young man?
Well, my mother warned me, she said, look, he's got too many brothers and sisters.
How many brothers and sisters?
12.
Was she worried about that?
Oh, she was worried, yeah, of course.
Why?
Because she knew herself once you lived in a family with brothers and brother-in-laws and sister-in-law, there's always conflict, isn't there? But, yeah.
And how important do you think it might have been for your parents that Arsenio came from the same area in Italy?
Very.
Why?
Because the same customs, upbringing. Well, that's what the main things was, you know. And then they started talking and they understood one another, didn't they?
And what about religion? Was religion important in your family?
Well, mainly Italians are all, well, I wouldn't say all of them anyway, those days were mostly all Catholic anyway. So.
And did your family go to church?
Yeah.
And where did you go?
We used to go to Flinders Park, and then we used to go to Loughlis.
And from what I understand, Flinders Park had lots of vanity.
Yes.
So it would have been quite a community?
It was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they used to, the priest used to go and pick up the girls, so they used to, switch it off.
We'll just pause this for a minute.
Yeah, you do.